I'm Jaime Salcedo, audit manager in Chicago, Illinois, speaking with Brian Anderson, senior auditor also in our Chicago office. Brian, your team recently completed a review of durable medical equipment competitive bidding round one rebid program. Can you give us some background?
I'd be glad to, Jaime. Let's start with how Medicare reimbursed providers prior to competitive bidding for durable medical equipment, which we also call DME. Any supplier enrolled in Medicare could provide DME items to Medicare beneficiaries based on a physician's order. The supplier submitted a claim to Medicare, and Medicare paid based on a predetermined fee schedule for the items.
So how does the DME competitive bidding program change this process?
It changes who can provide DME items to Medicare beneficiaries, and it changes the amounts that Medicare pays for certain DME items. CMS is phasing in the competitive bidding program. Round one began in January of 2011 in 9 geographic areas called competitive bidding areas. Round two expanded the program to an additional 100 competitive bidding areas in July of 2013. Our review focused on round one.
Can you walk us through these changes and how this new competitive bidding process works?
Sure. In round one, DME suppliers in the 9 competitive bidding areas who wanted to sell equipment to Medicare patients had to do 2 things. One, they had to submit bids for prices at which they would sell selected medical equipment products for Medicare patients. And 2, they had to provide to CMS certain documents supporting their bids. CMS evaluated the bids and awarded contracts to enough suppliers to meet medical equipment needs of Medicare patients in the 9 geographic areas.
So how does this program change the amount that Medicare pays for the competitively bid DME items?
Under the competitive bidding program, Medicare paid suppliers in each competitive bidding area a single payment amount based on the median or middle price of all winning bids in that area. These single payment amounts have been significantly lower than Medicare's traditional fee schedule amounts.
So for this audit, OIG looked into how CMS selected DME suppliers and how CMS computed the single payment amounts.
Yes, we wanted to make sure CMS followed program procedures and federal requirements.
So what did your review find?
We found that CMS generally selected DME suppliers and correctly computed DME single payment amounts according to federal requirements. However, for 11 of the 266 winning supplier bids, CMS did not consistently follow its procedures and applicable federal requirements.
What does that mean?
We estimated that CMS paid suppliers around $33,000 less than it should have during the first 6 months of the program.
That doesn't seem like a lot of money relative to the size of the program. Why are these findings important?
In terms of dollars, the findings are small. Let's look at our recommendations to better explain why this is important. We recommended CMS follow its established procedures to make sure all supplier bids are included when calculating the single payment amounts before offering contracts to approved bidders. This program really affects the supplier community by limiting who can provide medical equipment to Medicare patients and how much they'll be paid for each item. CMS should also make sure to consistently evaluate and select suppliers. After all, a supplier's business can depend on it.
Can you tell me about additional work you are doing on the competitive bidding area?
Our team is currently reviewing suppliers' compliance with licensure requirements in selected states for the second round of competitive bidding. This work responds to allegations that CMS potentially awarded contracts to unqualified suppliers in some states.
Thank you, Brian, for sharing such important work your team is doing in the DME competitive bidding.
You're very welcome.